Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Republicans plan to go to court to contest DFL Representative Brad Tabke's narrow victory over GOP challenger Aaron Paul in Minnesota House District 54A. A recount in Scott County determined that the Democrat from Shakopee won re-election by 14 votes. But House Republican leader Lisa Daymuth said in a statement, the recount may be over, but the investigation into the 21 missing ballots in District 54A is still ongoing. A DFL House caucus spokesperson said, we have seen nothing that should cause doubt about the result of the recount, and we expect Representative Tabke to again prevail in an election contest. The House is tied with 67 members from each party. Now through New Year's Eve, law enforcement from 300 agencies in Minnesota will be out in full force targeting impaired drivers. Mike Hansen with the State Office of Traffic Safety says, we're already at 24,000 DWI arrests heading into the holidays.
That's an incredible and an unacceptable number. And that should cause every one of us to have a little bit of pause and a little bit of fear as we begin to travel during this holiday season.
He says there's no excuse for getting behind the wheel if you are impaired.
There are too many options out there today for you to make a safe, smart decision and have a plan to get home safely.
TSA officials are expecting record air travel this holiday week at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Regional spokesperson Jessica Maley says the terminals were crowded Tuesday at MSP.
It's definitely busy. That rush hour period kind of starts at 5 a.m., goes till 7 or 7:30. It's going to be busy pretty much every day this week, but definitely Wednesday and Sunday. But things went smoothly and we have enough lanes open. Our officers are taking care of people.
Maley recommends passengers arrive 2 hours before their flight and pack smart. And the Timberwolves lost to the Rockets 117-111 in overtime. The Minnesota Energy Assistance Program is providing funds to people struggling to pay their heating bills. Michael Schmitz with the Department of Commerce says the state was recently awarded $112 million in federal money.
We definitely have quite a few applications that have been submitted. We've served over 50,000 households already. We expect to serve maybe as many as 130,000 households this year. And so, we really encourage folks to take actions now to stay safe and warm in your homes.
Schmidt says Minnesota families with a household income of up to $68,000 may qualify for heating assistance. The Minnesota Vikings will be missing starting linebacker Ivan Pace Jr. for at least 4 games. Pace was placed on injured reserve Tuesday due to a hamstring injury suffered in Sunday's win at Chicago. The Purple play the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at US Bank Stadium. And the Minnesota Wild skate against the Buffalo Sabres tonight in upstate New York. This is MNN.